the importance of adhering to the Sunnah. Hazrat Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had dispatched Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala to Yemen. It's a famous hadith. Many of us are acquainted with the hadith. Whilst seeing him off, the procedure, the method, sunnat ways, the one that is going out, he is mounted, and the one that is seeing him off, he is on foot. So Rasulullah is on foot, and Mu'adh ibn Jabal is mounted. The hukam of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a sunnat, though it may have been very difficult for Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, that whilst Rasulullah is on foot and I am on a mount, this may have been difficult for him. But then it is the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that must prevail, that must rule and govern our lives, it must regulate us. Though we don't feel that we are worthy of anything. See? Sometimes what happens is some occasion of this nature, this sort comes about, and then we begin to feel that we are worthy of something. So within our hearts, within our minds, we don't feel that we are worthy of anything, but it's a command of Allah Ta'ala. Right? You see the sequence of the Quran Sharif, Tabbat Yada, and thereafter Qul Huwallah. Right? Tabbat Yada is speaking about Abu Lahab, and Qul Huwallah is speaking about Allah Ta'ala. Right? Obviously, the description of Allah Ta'ala and his sifat is far greater than Abu Lahab. But who is coming first? Surah Tabbat Yada is coming first. So, this type of sequence, sometimes it happens in this world, and this sequence and this order does not signify superiority. Right? You see sometimes, police escort is going, 3-4 escort security cars are going, and then the Prime Minister is coming somewhere in the center, and there's some security behind as well, and on the sides. Right? Those securities that are right in front, for a single moment, they don't think that we are any way greater. Rather, we just are here to open the way. Prime Minister is here, the Minister is here, we are just there to open the way. So many times, these type of blessings do come to us, and comes to us in different ways. Allah Ta'ala blesses us. It is our naivety that when these blessings do come, then we think now we have reached somewhere, some position, we have got some recognition. Really, it is time, it is a moment of greater fear, greater concern. Right? That I mustn't be consumed by this position. I mustn't be consumed by this type of honor. Right? These are the last few days of Etikaf. 23rd was our today. And it happens that when the last few days are left, so we are a little bit in a relaxed mood. But it should be the other way around. In the last few days, as though you're closing down. Right? And what you can get now, you can't get for the whole year again. You only get it next year. So in the closing down, you must be at your best. It's a closing down. And obviously, when a thing is closing down, it's going cheap as well. Right? So that is why you find right towards the end, Allah Ta'ala's maghfirat is coming in full force. So many thousands of people are getting maaf. Eid night people are getting maaf. So many jahannamis are coming into Jannat. So Allah Ta'ala's mercy comes in full force around this time. When the thing is about ending. Right? You find the thing that marks the end of the Hajj is Arafat. Right? And the mercies of Allah Ta'ala is the greatest at Arafat. Greatest. Say that the malaika rejoiced at the maghfirat. They were overjoyed, and shaitan was not seen so much despised as he was dispatched on the occasion of Arafat, when he saw the maghfirat, general maghfirat, everybody, isko bhi maaf kar do, isko bhi maaf kar do, everybody is forgiven. So these are the last few days, and the last few days, there should be greater concern, much more greater concern, or at kuch ghalatiyan reh gayi hogi, there must be some mistakes that we have done throughout the month, Allah Ta'ala forgive us for that. But our minds must be like that. We have made some slips. We didn't do it how we're supposed to be doing. And how can we rectify? How can we correct? And with that feeling of regret and appreciation, or regret for what we could not do, appreciation for the blessing Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Both, there must be a combination of the both, a combination of remorse and appreciation. It mustn't just be appreciation and there mustn't be just regret. Sometimes it's only regret, then that regret takes you to the point of despondency. And it's only appreciation, then you begin to become proud. You see what I've got, what I've got, what a lot I got. So that also becomes a means of your destruction and ruin. The balance is both. There must be some recognition, there must be appreciation, and there must be some type of remorse as well. In expressing both, like the completion of namaz, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Don't you say that? Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi, you are expressing remorse. I didn't do the namaz how I'm supposed to be doing it. I made some mistakes. The weaknesses, Allah Ta'ala, you overlooked. But at the completion of namaz, then you say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. With dua, don't you say that, Alhamdulillah. Thank Allah Ta'ala for the favor that He has blessed you with. Namaz is the greatest of favor, and He has granted you that favor, so you thank Allah Ta'ala for that. So there must be a combination of the both, appreciation and remorse. Appreciation and remorse, both combined together, then the equation is complete, and then you're moving steadily, you're moving right on the cause, you see. Rasulullah SAW, at the occasion of the conquest of Mecca, also said, Alhamdulillah wahda. He is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And then, around that time, the istighfar is also increasing. Fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfir. Don't you see the Quran speaking? Fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfir. Glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking His praises, but also be ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, both, combination of both. Istighfar and hamd. Be appreciative of the favor of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala has completed this deen, He has perfected the deen. So for that you must be expressing the favor of Allah Ta'ala, express His hamd, His appreciation. But for the mistakes and weaknesses, wastaghfir, and ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness as well. And forgiveness will come to repair, come to compensate for the weaknesses, any deficiency, and we don't want that deficiency to continue. So to cover up, how do we cover up for the deficiency? Istighfar. So both are important, and especially now around this last week, how much we can and how much we can dedicate ourselves, that is to our own, it's to our own betterment. Don't think it's only 7 days now and I lost the whole month and now what can I do? That is also a shaitani khiyal. One person is at the jamarat and he's throwing big boulders there at the jamarat, and then he's swearing and says, "Yeah, you shaitan, you made me do zina this day here. And that day you made me steal. That day you made me do some looting. That day you made me rob." So this in itself was a shaitani work. He's exposing his sins. Nobody asked him to do all this. That's also a shaitani work. So you don't do it your own way. Right? We have our mistakes. But you don't go and correct yourself. Don't try and rectify yourself in your own way. Do it as per the teaching of the Bishop Sun. Right? Every simple thing, small thing or big thing, and look for it. See how Rasulullah did it. What Rasulullah would like in this day and age we are here now. Then the sunnahs that we know we emulate and follow. And then if it's a complicated situation, we think now, if Rasulullah was here now, what would he have done? What he would have advised? How he would have liked things to happen? And how would he have liked things to have worked? So we try and follow all that. We try and understand. That must be the very condition of our mind, the very state of our mind. First and foremost, Rasulullah, how did he do it? Like these two hadiths that come here in this article that I read. One was Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu insisted that the army of Usama radiallahu anhu must be dispatched. And Umar radiallahu anhu felt that this time is not the appropriate time, because Rasulullah has just passed away, right? Just is his demise. And the kuffar mustn't take advantage of the situation, Medina being the very center of Islam. And this army goes, then a lot of good people will be gone, right? And who's going to be to the defense of Medina Munawwara? Right? His thinking was right. The thinking was not corrupt, it was not perverted, it was right. But now if you look at it, right, in fiqhi terms you will say, Abu Bakr was trying to work on the iqtiza unnas. Right? What is the iqtiza of the nas? What is the muqtaza of the nas? And Abu Bakr was working on the nas itself. Nabi said, Anfidhu Jaysha Usama, that's the nas. And Umar is working on the muqtaza of the nas. One is the working on the text. Working on the text. And the other is to work on the muqtaza of the nas, that is, what is the mansha of the nas? What is the requirement? What the nas requires? What does the Sunnah require? So both outlook is right, but the nas takes superiority. The actual nas, the actual text, takes superiority over the muqtaza. Understand? When you can apply the nas itself, when you can apply the text itself, then you will go with the text. This was the text. This was what he had said. And it's applicable easily. It doesn't contradict anything else. So the nas is of paramount importance. It will take priority. Right? The Nabi said this. Finish. Yes, in a situation now that is difficult to work upon the nas itself, then you work upon the muqtaza of the nas. What is the dictate of that nas? What does that nas want of us? What does it want of us? That comes at a secondary level. So Abu Bakr was he was insisting on this, that the nas, we can practice on the nas, we can apply it in this situation. There's no reason why we can't apply it. When there's no reason we can't apply it, then why shouldn't we apply it? So let us apply it. So you understand, when there is a conflict of both the nas and the iqtiza, and the nas is such that there is no problem, there is no problem in applying it, then we go by the nas first, we go by the text first. And if for some reason we can't apply it, then we'll go by the muqtaza. What was the mansha? What was the muqtaza? What was the dictate of the nas? What were the dictates of the text of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Right? That comes at a secondary level. So you find many times that these ikhtilafat that the imams have, you know, the four imams have some ikhtilaf and differences, and many a times these differences revolve around this. One is taking the zahir, he is taking the outer meaning, that this is the actual wording of Rasulullah, and the other is taking the muqtaza of the nas. Right? But these are things that are a little bit finer. And everybody cannot go and claim to be one who is in the position to work out the nas and the iqtiza. See, the only people that are doing this, one is Abu Bakr and one is Umar. So they were higher than the rest of the Sahaba Kiram, as far as the understanding. Right? So the rest of the Sahaba Kiram will then follow Abu Bakr or Umar radiallahu anhu. So they were doing this. So everybody is not of the same level. They are of that level where they can understand, they can apply from the teaching of Rasulullah, they can apply themselves and they know how to find a solution. But everybody, it's not everybody's cup of tea. So the right way is then look for the nas first. There's no problem whatever. And if you've got any problem, you have any difficulty, you can't manage, you can't understand it, then you find out. What do you do? How do you apply it? Where is it applicable? Where is it not applicable? How does it happen? For example, in the day of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a stick used to be carried by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that stick used to have a pointed edge. Right? Comes in that, it comes in. Comes. But it had a pointed edge, right? Now, amongst other reasons for having this type of a stick was if it was namaz time and they were out on a journey. So it is just rooted into the ground and that acts like a sutra, a cover for the musalli, right? Now you come into the masjid with that type of a stick, right? Or go into a crowded place, to a bus or train or airport, whatever, right? And you got it. So you're going to hurt someone, aren't you going to hurt someone? So you have to understand. So this type of situation don't apply yourself. Rather, you go and find out, all right, how do we apply this? How do we apply this? Where do we apply this? How do we apply this? But obviously it must be an alim who is strict on the sunnah, who's experienced, who's strict on the sunnah, and he has understanding. Otherwise, now, when people don't understand these things, they confuse, they complicate, confuse. Oh, this is the hadith. This is the hadith. So how? What do we do? So, the important lesson that we learned today was the adherence of the sunnah. Adherence of the sunnah. The one that is closest to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the one who is most muttaqi, who is observing the highest rank of restraint, the highest level of restraint. I explained this early on. Restraint, a simpler word for it is diet, who's dieting. Really, they say also al-himyatu ra'asu kulli dawa. The real thing in good health, in upkeeping of health, is dieting. If a person can keep and maintain the diet, then he lasts longer. Generally, he lasts longer, he lasts better, he's in better shape. Right? That's our physical self. But our spiritual self is the same. Who can observe greater diet? Right? This is wrong, I'm restraining. That is wrong, I'm restraining, I'm keeping away. Your spiritual self also, the more restrained you observe, the more longer you last. But you can't restrain. No? Hey, this girl, you must observe parda. How can I do it now? So enticing. And I won't see something like this again. No mind, let's make istighfar afterwards. Like you say, I'll take this, but I'll take an antidote afterwards. Or I'll finish all the chocolates and the sweets and cold drinks, then I'll just give myself one injection in insulin. Yeah? It's not a thing of intelligence. You take that tablet, right? The tablet, later be, you find afterwards that it's not working then. Then you have to go on to insulin. And if insulin become nikrata, then you have to go for dialysis, right? So all the systems, all your brakes, they fully fail. Your immunity system, the brakes within the body, they all fail. So the better way is to be diet. In your physical self, you understand it very well. You're dieting. I think one person was checking up the internet. So he says about, I don't know, a couple of thousand different ways of dieting. So they understand, workers don't understand the importance of dieting. That is why they are pushing it so much. So if that is important for your physical continuity, obviously for your spiritual continuity, this thing is even more important. In fact, for your spiritual continuity, it's even more important to diet. Because if your physical self, if you destroy it, alright, never mind. The worst thing is death, right? Nothing further than death. But if you destroy your spiritual self, that is destruction. It's eternal destruction. There is death, and after that you carry on, whatever. Jannah to Jahannam. You carry on, right? But spiritual destruction, then it's eternal destruction. Eternal ruin. So this is the important lesson that we learned today of adhering to the sunnah. I explained. And the second thing is, these are the few days that are left. Right? These few days, how much we can, what maximum benefit we can make, we shouldn't hesitate in doing so. One simple way I explained earlier on also, try and remain silent. Right? Silent and calm. From the mind, remain calm and composed. Don't let your mind rotate and run away everywhere. remain calm, remain to yourself. The better thing is, remain in the front portion of the masjid. There you will have less disturbance. If it's on the rear, then someone is going past, someone will come and talk to you. But in the front, the chances for you being obstructed or interrupted are less. Allah Ta'ala tawfiq nasib.